Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
All right, man. Y'all make sure y'all sing along with me. Let's get it to them. What you know about Jesus?
He's alright.
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 He's alright. He's alright.
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 He's alright.
What you know about Jesus?
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 He's alright. Everywhere you go.
bless you. God bless you.
My God, my God.
Hallelujah.
This morning, I'm going to start off with the prayer request. This morning, my prayer request is that you continue to keep all of the coronavirus patients lifted up under the blood, because by his stripes we are healed. Continue to pray for all the leaders of the country, of the state of California, as they decide to make all of the rulings for us, for our state, to open us back up. And please give them wisdom and guidance as they decide when and what to do with every state. Please continue to pray for Donald Trump. Some of the things that we know are not adequate with him, we need to pray that God can open his understanding to be an effective leader. That is my prayer request this morning for the Lord. Do we have any other prayer requests in the church?
My prayer request this morning is to continue to pray for me, pray for my loved ones, my family, my immediate family,
yeah,
my gifted family. I'm to the word up to heaven today for our nation.
Yes.
God will continue to cover us with his precious blood.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. My prayer request is just pray my prisoner, Lord. Pray that God keep me on the track that I'm on. Pray that I can fight through everything Satan is trying to throw my way. I am a fighter, and I've learned to be a fighter more and more on a daily, because God keeps helping me out. Pray for, just keep praying for this nation as a whole. Keep praying for the people that are in control of this nation, that God can fix their minds to think better, to make sure that they're treating people right. We need God all the way around. Just pray my sister, the Lord.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
I don't see any current prayer requests here on the comment section of Facebook. And if there are no more in the studio, our own Minister Robert Stewart, he will be coming to pray the prayer of faith for this morning service.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for another day, another opportunity, another moment, another hour. Father, we just say thank you. We can't thank you enough, Lord. But, Father, we understand your grace and your mercy, Father, how you kept your hands upon each and every one of us, Lord. Father, those that you heard the prayer request from, Father, we ask you to bless them right now, Lord, from their head to their feet, Father. Father, touch them as every day is a journey, every day is a new opportunity, every day is a new road to take, Father. But, Father, we put our hands and put all our faith in your hands, Lord, because we know with your hands are covering us with your blood, Father, we can do anything that you can put upon our heads, Father, to do. But, Father, the most of all things, we want to just continue to serve you. We want to continue to praise your holy name. We want to continue to walk by faith and not by sight. Father, we understand in the name of Jesus, Lord, that your blessings, your kindness, your anything that you bless us with will come to your right, Father. Lord, we keep our hands on you, Father. So we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father, for everything that you are doing in our life and that you are getting ready to do, Father. Father, we know that you said eighth is a new beginning. We know that you said everything would turn around for your good, Father, to those that praise your holy name. So, Father, continue to bless her, Father. Whatever she was struggling with, take it away from her more and more, Father, each and every day. And she continue to want to bless your holy name and be about your business, Father. Cut her from her head to her feet, Father. Let her know that no woman that is going against her shall prosper. Father, each and every time that my wife step out, you go into that job, Father, you got to deal with different COVID patients.
Yes.
But, Father, you kept your arms wrapped around her. You kept that angel knees around her, Father. But we thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we ask you for our bishop, Father, to continue to touch him, continue to
feel
the pain and the agony that comes from the point in him, Father, because he's your son.
Thank you, Jesus.
To service him and try to turn him around, but, Father, we know that his faith is in you.
He's
so strong, Father, because he said you are the bishop of our soul, Father, so we understand in the name of Jesus, bless our bishop. Bless him in a mighty special way, Lord.
Yes.
And right now, Lord, we need you right now, Lord, because of this word that is being
called,
this word that is being damaged right now, Father.
Yes.
We need the Holy Spirit to come right now and fall on everyone out here, Lord.
Thank
even the president,
Jesus.
Father. People might be against you, people might be against you, Father, but he says, you business is yours, Father, not ours. So it might be the shake up of using him, Lord, to get everybody to understand who you are and to be ready to praise your holy name.
Thank
so, Father, we thank you for Donald Trump. We thank you, Father, because it's you more people to glory to you. It's you more people to praise your holy name. Father, we ask you in the name of place your hand upon it. Bless those that are watching right now, Lord. Bless each and every one of them as they sit at their house, Father. They want to bless them for their Father. So we ask you to step by their house right now, Lord, and give them the power that they need to continue to praise and bless your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Have your way up in this place, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
For all that are in grieving, hallelujah. Let every heart
say amen.
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 That was awesome coming from Minister Stewart. We needed that prayer this morning. Oh, my God. What a prayer, what a prayer, what a prayer. My God, my God, my God. Glory, hallelujah. All we can do is call on his name. Call the name of Jesus in the building. God is in the building. My God, Lord, we thank you for that. Yes, thank you, Jesus. He's in the building. I can feel him all over this place right now. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Can't contain my happiness this morning. The Lord is everything. Without him, we are nothing. With God, we are everything. This morning, my testimony is I am so elated and grateful that I woke up this morning. First, giving honor to our founder, our bishop, Dr. Alfred Moore, who is in the storehouse today. Giving honor to the ministers of our staff that are here, Minister Robert Stewart, Minister Tanya Stewart. Giving honor to everybody in the building, but first and foremost, giving honor to God again. He is the reason why we are here this morning. He is the reason why we woke up this morning. I am so grateful this morning that we're able to be here in the building. We're able to give God the praise. God said we're two or three assembled. He will be a God in the midst. He didn't say he might be. He could be. He'll try to be. He said he will. The word will means that it's done. It's already set into fruition. It's already set in the stone. When God says something, he changes not. Not today, not yesterday, not tomorrow. He's the God that's always the same. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody who he is, because he is who he is. We can't just wake up every day in the morning and not realize who God is. It's not the alarm clock or our kids screaming that says, hey, mama, hey, daddy, wake up. Oh, no, because before that, God said the night before, I want this person here. I have something for them to do. I'm going to breathe the breath of life back into their body. And by the time we hear our kids subconsciously, God's already woke us up for the day. We don't realize because we say, oh, the alarm. It's not the alarm. It's Jesus. Jesus is the alarm clock. Do you hear him buzzing? Are you going to press? You can't press the snooze button on the Lord, because if you snooze him out, it's time for you to check out. So if you don't want to check out, don't snooze him. Open your hearts and your minds to him. I'm just so grateful this morning that we're here in the building giving God praise. And don't just give him praise today. Let me tell you, give him praise 7 days a week, 24/7, 365, because every second he's breathing breath into your body. It's not you. It's all about Jesus. Do we have any other testimonies in the storehouse today?
First, I want to give honor to God for his power, his mercy, his grace on my life. I thank God
amen.
For the Holy Ghost. One more time, I thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Even if you don't see it right there, the second after you do it, just keep praying. All you have to do is believe yourself.
we have any other testimonies in the building? From our Facebook chapter, Sister Cynthia Dodd, who is our praise and worship team for Girdle Nation, she is asking for the prayers and blessings as they try to attempt to bury one of our very own. Her name is Mother Johnny Faye Cochran. She passed over the course of the weekend, and they're just asking for prayers to keep them heartened as they make the determining factors how to lay her to rest. We do know Arizona is still fighting the massive portion of COVID-19, so they can't do something normal like we would know families to get together to celebrate their lives. So as we're in the church house, let's keep them lifted up in prayer. As you're praying, pray for them and all the bereavement families that are still suffering the loss of a loved one. We want to thank God this morning for our very own Minister Arnold Webb, our own Minister LaDonna Shepherd. Our missionaries, Tanika Webb is here, and also Angelina. There are members from Greater All Nations. They joined us this morning. So at this time, we'll have Minister Webb, if he doesn't mind, come over and give his testimony on the mic. Here he comes, ladies and gentlemen. God bless.
I just like to say a verse of giving honor to God, especially to God, who's just ahead of my life. And then I want to say the bishop will be glad to be here and to share and have us on this service today. We thank God for the drive down here that we got down here safe with no harm or danger.
All right.
Ask God to continue to give us grace to get back home safe and sound.
Amen.
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 Do we have any other testimonies here in the building? Minister Stewart.
Praise the Lord. Right. My testimony is just Wednesday night, as I received my prayer from my very own bishop, I lay down and went to sleep. And I always hear ministers talk about the Lord dealing with them in the middle of the night. But something came over me in my sleep, and I was preaching a sermon. So I woke up out of my sleep, and I was sitting at the edge of my bed crying.
All right.
And praising God. And the Lord spoke to me. And he said, son, it's time. It's time, son, to be about my business.
All right.
He told me it was time to get ready. And he started counting off these numbers. And as I counted, it counted all the way up to 8. 1 all the way to 8. It just kept going, repeating and repeating. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, what are you trying to tell me? I said, hey, this is a new beginning. So it's a new chapter in my life. So I thank God. My testimony was I heard from heaven. I heard from the Lord.
Amen.
And I just want to say, continue to pray for me. Continue to seek the good faith in the Lord that I'm seeking for.
Amen.
To do and be about his business. But I thank each and every one of you. And I thank God for my wife.
Amen.
Because even as I said, Lord, please allow me to go to sleep, he kept me tossing and turning and praying until he was ready for me to go to sleep. Amen.
Amen. That was awesome coming from Minister Stewart. And at this time, we're going to close the testimony portion. And now that we have our very own Minister LaDonna Shepherd, she will grace us today as our fourth soloist. So at this time, we'll have Rhonda come first. She's going to sing Haya, the Clark Sister song. She'll be right here in a moment. You can hold the mic if you need to. That way it adjusts to you.
God bless you. God bless you.
Ha, ya, 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 ya. 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 Ha, yeah, 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 yeah. Ha,
Yeah. Come on,
Jesus. Feel me,
Lord.
Lord, we
Oh! God bless you, man. Bless you. I believe we can do the Lord's in this place. We are just so excited, amen, this day. And at this time, praise the Lord, to be able to come back to you once again. We're so grateful, amen, for God's people, amen, loving the Lord, driving all the way from Los Angeles to come out, amen, to celebrate our 57th for the congregation. God has blessed us, amen, throughout, amen, these years. And I'm so grateful for each one of you, amen, that has pressed your way out. I wish we was at our church that all of Great All Mission could be there. And I hope, amen, you'll tune in, praise the Lord, and listen at us this morning because, amen, we are one in Christ Jesus. Thank God, amen, for the souls, amen, that has been, amen, given to us this morning. It is such a great blessing. Amen, 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 amen. We just could have kept on, praise the Lord, enjoying, amen, the Lord and music this morning. Thank God, amen. Wow, praise the Lord. Rayla, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Minister Tanya.
Yes.
Amen. Minister Shepherd.
Yes.
God bless you, amen. Minister Stitch, you prayed with down there for prayer this morning. God bless you, amen. And my sister Tanika.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen. And my amen. Minister Webb, God bless you. God bless you. And my baby, God bless you. We just here having a great time in Jesus. Now, my announcement, amen, said this morning that service would go just a little bit different, amen, because we are celebrating our 57th year of Holy Convocation. 58, amen. 58th year of Holy Convocation. And to all of our Great All Nation, we certainly miss you, amen, for not being able to gather together, amen. And my daughter, amen, Deborah, she's on beautiful this morning. Amen, praise the Lord. But we're looking forward, praise the Lord, is to get back soon, praise the Lord, into the house of the Lord, that we all, praise the Lord, can come together and praise the Lord. I believe all of us have been trying to practice social distance. Praise the Lord. We obey the law of the land. Thank God, amen, for where the Lord has brought us from. As we go into the word of the Lord this morning, amen, as I say, praise the Lord, that we are celebrating this holy convocation. I will bring you the word of God, amen. And today, amen, would be the last day of our holy convocation. And it is set aside, praise the Lord, that we bless everybody that comes into the house of the Lord. We will not be able physically to do that this time, but those of you that have tuned in, I want you to release your faith in Jesus, but we want to, amen, extend that same blessing to you, no matter, amen, what it is. Praise the Lord. We're going to praise the Lord, ask God blessing up on you anyway. God knows your heart, and I know these prayers take you from one, these blessings take you from one year to another. But we're going to continue to pray for you. So, amen, I will cut my message kind of short. So, praise the Lord, we will end up, thank you, praise the Lord, in the blessing hour. As I was thinking this morning, amen, a holy convocation. It certainly takes a holy people to have a holy convocation. And to all our ministers and pastors and bishops, amen, that now to come and be with us, amen, throughout this week, amen, we want to say we thank you for your faithfulness and your loyalty that you have been giving us throughout the year. I say we're looking forward, praise the Lord, is to get back with you, praise the Lord, and we be able is to continue in this fellowship. We lost one of our beloved brothers, amen, man of God, Bishop Nash, during this time, and we have lost many, amen, during this COVID-19. And it's not over with yet. So I'm asking you, amen, is to be prayerful. Amen. And ask the Lord is to take lead in your life. And after, amen, we have service this morning, amen, we're going to take you down in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. For water baptism. Praise the Lord. I'm going to call your attention to the book of St. Luke, the 22nd chapter, verse 1 and 7. I was thinking about, amen, during this process of time when Jesus Christ was getting ready and let me acknowledge him as my Lord and Savior. Amen. He is the head of my life and he is the bishop of my soul. In the book of Luke, amen, the 22nd chapter, verse 1, it lets us know to us, I'm talking about to the believers now, there is but one Passover. To us, there is not but one Passover. The Lord has delivered us out of Egypt. We were once in bondage, but amen, God has delivered us. And our Passover is Jesus Christ. In Matthew chapter 26, 1 through 66, Mark 14, 12, and 25, our Passover was killed. He is our Passover in 1 Corinthians 5 and 7. Before the kingdom came, we served an audience of divine service with a worthy sanctuary, Hebrews 9 and 1, which stood only in meat and drink and devils worshipful and carnal argument, imposed on them until the time of reformation, Hebrews chapter 9 and 10. Christ did it to fulfill the law, Matthew 5 and 7. Before Jesus came, it was a carnal thing. It was a worldly thing. And it was about meat and drink. But Jesus has come now that he wants to have more than meat and drink. He wants to come out of this carnal ordinance that was imposed on them until the time of reformation. The time had to come. You see, the Bible teaches us that God is a spirit. And they that worship him, they must worship him in spirit and in truth. Jesus plainly says, I will not anymore eat thereof until it be fulfilled
in the kingdom of God. People, let us know, amen, that this thing had to come to pass. And it was a Jewish custom that in their ordinance of serving God, they would eat and they would drink. But God let us know that it was coming a time that we as true believers should worship him in spirit and in truth. So Jesus, amen, he finally said, I will not anymore eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. I won't eat. No, amen, the Jewish old way of life. I know it was a custom that we would come together and we would sit down and we would eat meat and we would drink drinks. But the Lord said, I will not do it no more until it be fulfilled in my Father's kingdom. Now Jesus, amen, spoke this unto mankind, and their understanding was not yet open. But it was to be fulfilled. The same concerning the fruit of the vine. He said in Luke 22 and 16, I won't drink no more of the fruit of the vine. All right. All that was a crown thing. He said, until I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. We celebrating the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is without observation. You can't see it, but it's here. Jesus said, thy kingdom come. Yes. Thy will be done. Yes. On earth as it is in heaven. He said, in all being made to drink into one spirit. You see, there is no two spirits, it's only one spirit. 1 Corinthians 12 and 13. The kingdom of God, amen, is the kingdom of God is power. The Bible let us know, amen, that after you receive the Holy Ghost, you'll also receive power. Now the kingdom of God, amen, according to Romans 14, 17, and 18, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. It ain't nothing, amen, to fulfill the old flesh. But it's righteousness and it's peace and it's joy in the Holy Ghost. That is what the kingdom of God is all about. If you want righteousness and you want peace, and you won't joy, meet Jesus in the Holy Ghost. He says that in Luke 22, 29, he said, I'll appoint unto you a kingdom. You know, if God appoints unto us a kingdom, we ought to want to be there and worship him in his kingdom. The kingdom of God. Let us know today that in God's kingdom there is power.
All right, all right.
In God's kingdom there is deliverance.
Yes.
In God's kingdom there is peace.
Yes.
And he said that I won't eat of the fruit of the vine, I won't drink of the fruit of the vine no more with you until I drink in you in my Father's kingdom. It took some time, but he drunk in you with them in his Father's kingdom. When he first set up the church on the day of Pentecost, they tell me that it was about 120 was in the upper room. And they was in there waiting upon God. And they wanted to see something different happen. And as they was in there praying, and they were waiting upon God, the Spirit of God to come on. And the Bible tells that suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. Saying, and it filled the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them four tongues like a fire.
All right.
And it set upon each of them. And they all were filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about in the kingdom of God now. Jesus let us know that I am the true vine, and my Father is a husband. You see, there is a vine that people are drinking of, but it ain't really the true vine. He went on down to say that this cup is the New Testament. The new covenant that I'm going to make with you.
Oh, yes.
You find that in Luke 22 and 20.
Oh, yes.
And this cup there, he said, Father, if it be possible, he said, let this cup pass from me.
Oh, yes.
Everybody can't drink the cup that Jesus drunk of. I find out it was something in that cup that everybody can't digest. It was suffering in that cup. It was loneliness in that cup. It was disappointment in that cup. And Jesus had to say, Father, not my will, but let your will be done. The cup had some bitter drugs in it. All our Christian experience, sometimes we have to drink bitter drugs. It may be sweet in your mouth, but it may be bitter in your belly. And he went on to say, bread is his body. In Luke 22 and 19, he broke bread and gave it to them. And said, take ye all of it. Sometimes we don't want to take all that's in the gospel. But if you want to break the bread of Jesus, you got to eat all of it. And Jesus said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. Now, if any man eat of this bread, he shall not die. And the bread that I'm talking about is the word of God. If you eat of this bread, you surely won't die. And I see them as they broke bread from house to house. I'm not talking about no cornbread, but I'm talking about the word of God. They broke bread, and Jesus filled their soul. Bread of heaven. Bread of heaven. Feed me till I want no more. This is our holy convocation. Eat our Passover. Jesus has said that I am the way, the truth, and the life. You can't come up no other way unless you come by Jesus. I am the door. You got to come by the door. If you try to climb any other way, you're going to be like a thief and a robber by night. Oh, we celebrate our Passover. When on the cavalry, on land died. Oh, Lord, I said he died for your sins and mine. Oh, Lord, and we eat the bread of life, the bread of Lord of mine. I heard the Lord say, as often as you do this, you're doing it in remembrance of me. I'm talking about read his word. Meditate on his word. Study his word. You've done it in his remembrance of. Oh, Lord. All we have is left in this world is the word of God. But this word is life indeed. His word is peace indeed. Oh, Lord, the Bible tells me now, as often as you eat this bread and drink of this cup, you do show the Lord death till he comes. Hold on, just a little while longer. Preach on, just a little while longer. Oh, Lord. Jesus is coming soon. Oh, yes, he is. I heard him say again, wherefore, whosoever eat this bread and drink of this cup unworthy shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. Everybody don't have a spirit designed. Everybody don't know who Jesus is. You heard him when he said, God is. God is a spirit. And they that worship him, all we give him some worship to him. We give him a little praise. Keep on carrying a pseudo. Keep on taking us through, Jesus. I know we're going through some hard trials and tribulation. But you able to take us through. Yes, my Lord. I'm cold, baby. Red God of mine. But hold on to Jesus. I heard the word of God say, comfort ye with these words that is coming soon. And it's coming at a church without a spot, blemish or wrinkle. He's coming at a holy church. He's coming at a sanctified church. Can you say yeah? Say yeah! Say yeah! Say yeah! Yes! Good morning, we close it. This is our convocation. We get ready to go into our blessing hour. All you that tune in and have an ear.
resurrection this morning. God can give us power. Is to bless everyone that desires a blessing this morning.
Like never before.
in the name of Jesus, Lord. Stretch out your hand, oh Lord. All of God, people to come. Touch in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're speaking all over the world, not just the great old nation. But all over the world, let your anointing flow upon them. I move toward the ministers. My God, release your power and your anointing upon your man and your woman of God in the name of Jesus. Give them strength, Lord. Give them up where they've been torn down, Lord. Give them the very desire of their heart. In the name of Jesus, right now. Oh, Jesus, as we look to another year, as we look, Lord, what is COVID disease is to be released from us. And we gather back into your house. We praise your name, Lord. We give you glory right now. We even pray for those that are disobedient. We pray for those that will not hear you. We pray that you're going to see the coming of your blood, Lord. Touch in the name of Jesus. Hear our land, Lord. As many as said, we pray for our president.
Touch him right now, Lord.
We pray, Lord, that you will touch that heart up.
Yes.
Even if he got pride in his heart, you can bring that pride down.
Yes.
Touch him that he may make the right decision. And we're going to give you the praise and all the glory.
Yes,
in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Amen. Amen. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, bless your name, Jesus.
Thank you.
Bless your name.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
They're going to pray for you. Your ministers are going to pray for you.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord God, we ask that you restore right now.
Right now.
Restore strength right now. Continue to bless them, Lord God.
In the name of
continue to pour your God.
Father, you just gave it to us a borrow right now, Lord. But we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Father, for the prayers that were sent to him right now, Father. Those are looking online praying for him. I'm about to receive his blessings right now to him right now, Lord. For the bishop needs every prayer that he can get right now, Father. For a mighty strong man to continue to lift up his family, to lift up his household, and also his church family, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. So right now, Lord, we ask you to continue to put your blessing upon him. Your grace and your mercy over his whole body, Father. The angel continue to walk around the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we all say amen. Amen. Amen.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.